Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now the day that I'm doing this is Wednesday, November 9, and we have just finished our corporate prayer that we have every Wednesday, where by modern methods of today, we can join up with prayers all around the globe in a live-streamed United Prayer Meeting. I told you the date because I wanted you to know that we have just finished our annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer. This Autumn Assembly of Prayer began officially on the 27th of October through the 31st at the Hilton Convention Center here in Branson. But on the 26th, the night before, we gathered just for prayer. I was really amazed that we had probably from 2,500 to 3,000 people here before the official start of the meeting, and they had met to pray. And it started on that night. We did stream that night live. I would like to entice you to watch the amazing Autumn Assembly of Prayer that we have put up on our archives, beginning with the 26th, Wednesday the 26th of October, through the 31st. It was supernatural. We came in that Wednesday night on a very high level. I thought about it. The meeting was so high this year. It was like you read about in books. Angels singing heavenly songs. The worship, the ministry, the Holy Ghost. You'll see it if you watch it. It was so high. And I thought about why was it so high? And I think the reason is the prayers themselves. The people who have been praying together every Wednesday or at other times, they're prayer people. This is an assembly of prayer. And they came in on a high level. And I can only tell you folks, it's beginning to rain. As you watch, you'll see that some of the people actually have been seeing the rains of the Spirit. In the natural, Pastor Larry Ollison, pastor of Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, he testified that two different days, he wasn't going to tell anybody, but Terry Chapman, right here, our own Terry Chapman, who helps lead us in prayer, she had been watching out her window soft rains, wonderful rains on two occasions, not hard rains, but soft rains. She walked out onto the patio or through the glass door. Everything was dry. Nothing had any actual literal rain. Dr. Larry Ollison had the same effect. Mama Jenkins, who's will be 103 in February, said that for some weeks now, wherever she goes, the rain has been falling on her. Folks, when we read those books by Sister Woodworth Etter, and we read those books, Amy Simple McPherson, and we read Price and others that had these marvelous supernatural things in their meetings, we think, well, that was long ago. But I'm telling you, folks, it is happening now. We're going to get some of the people to give their testimonies to you live of the things that they have seen. But this prayer meeting, I'm going to just read to you today some of the emails that have come to us. And I read all the ones. Now, there is a man. He's in Texas. I know him. If I told you who his wife was, you would know her. Very credible people that have been in the ministry for a long time. He's a kind of a quiet man. And he has that gift that the Bible calls the discerning of spirits. Of the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, they're all supernatural. And the one discerning of spirits is not what most people think. They think it's if you're very, you know, discerning, quote unquote, and you can judge men's spirits. It has nothing to do with that. It's seeing into the realm of the spirit. There's a realm of the spirit that's more real than this natural realm that we look at. And I'm telling you, eternity is swallowing up the unseen. Let's put it like this. The unseen is swallowing up the seen. And much of the unseen was seen at our Autumn Assembly. This man that I told you was so accurate in these things, I've known him for years. He doesn't like to talk about it, but he said, his wife wrote me, there was so much angelic activity that it was difficult for him to keep up with it. But here's a story that I think that would really bless you. Because you know how it says in the book of Hebrews that these angels are ministering spirits sent to minister for those who are the heirs of salvation. And we had a case that wrote us in. The husband and wife are WWPs. WWP stands for Worldwide Prayer. Just simply means that you join us in Worldwide Prayer. You don't have to join up, sign anything. Just tune in on Wednesdays at noon. BillyBrim.org. My husband and I are WWPs, she writes, who attended the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. We are so excited about what God is doing. The only part we can share on the air is, and she knows that I read these emails sometimes on our Wednesday noon getting together. The only part we can share on the air is that my husband's oldest daughter and her husband have been shaken by what we believe was an angel bringing them a message. And we now believe they are being awakened to the things of God. This woman, actually, they're parents of five children, the couple that had been in trouble and away from God, prodigal, you might say. And they had been doing, the husband and wife had been doing drugs and drinking. And the parents were here at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Now, the younger couple had been doing drugs and drinking. And they went to bed. They saw what they thought was a devil, a demon. And they had been doing drugs, but it was not. This being began to talk to them. He was not ugly. He was good. It scared them. And the angel spoke and said something to this effect. You will not be allowed any more chances. You will now be held accountable from this day forward for all your actions. You will reap what you sow. And the young couple was so frightened, but they were frightened to the good. They were shaken to the good. They got rid of all the drugs. They got rid of all their cigarettes. They got rid of everything. They knew that they couldn't live a 50-50 life anymore, just kind of believing in the Lord, but not really following Him. And their whole lives have been turned around. Now, they tried to reach their folks. It was so impacting on them that this young couple tried to reach their folks, but the folks had the phone turned off because they were here at Prayer Mountain. But we had had prayer for the prodigals, and we here at Prayer Mountain have much prayer for the prodigals. And those angels, those angelic beings, actually, we prayed again today for the prodigals, sons and daughters who are out there. This young couple had known the Lord in their childhood. And we do believe that God is shaking them. That's part of the awakening and the shaking that's going on. And that He had moved and gone out after them in answer to the parents' prayers and their obedience to be here praying. So we have prayed that God would send forth His messengers, His laborers, whether they be those that are walking around in flesh and blood, or whether they be the Holy Spirit, it be the Holy Spirit speaking in their ears, or divine angels, whatever, it's time for people to wake up and have an awakening to God. One of the calls, we had so many calls at this meeting, the Holy Spirit would just take over, and then He would call different groups and have them come forth. And on Saturday morning, it was the young people. It was this generation. Oh, we had so many of them here. You'd be blessed to know how many of the probably 4,000 prayers we had were young people. And this is the testimony of Brittany Crowder from Ruston, Louisiana. I just wanted to thank you for being obedient to God to have the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. This year was my third time to attend. I must say it was by far the best services I've ever been in. Saturday morning was life-changing for me. I'm 22 years old and was so grateful for your obedience to the Lord's leading to pray and impart the anointing of God to my generation. Before Hannah came to the stage, now Hannah is my granddaughter, Hannah Brim, who's really got quite a ministry in prayer, and a deep travail and intercession comes on her often. And I called Hannah up to pray for that generation. And so Brittany writes, before Hannah came to the stage, I already sensed in my spirit the need for intercession. Although I did not know who I was interceding for, My spirit was groaning in a way I've never experienced before. When you call my generation to the stage, the groaning in my spirit got stronger and stronger as we interceded for my generation. I've never prayed with such fervency before, but I knew we were making headway in the spirit realm. Once we finished praying on stage and the leaders laid their hands on us, I was in awe of God's presence at work in my life. All I could do was cry, knowing God was doing a new thing in me. What amazes me the most is knowing that God is using me in prayer and knowing He's called me to be a prayer, something I no longer take lightly. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we've had a real burden for our, we've seen that the kingdom of darkness is after this generation. You cannot solve spiritual problems with natural tools. You have to have, if it is the kingdom of darkness, and I know it is, Satan's realm, that is after the generation of young people we have right now, then you're only going to defeat him and you're only going to make headroads into this generation with spiritual tools. And one of those amazing tools is intercessory travail. This is from Margaret in South Carolina. I returned home from the Branson meeting. I was scheduled for surgery to remove a basal cell on my face. It has completely disappeared. I did not pay much attention to it anyway, but was putting on my makeup and noticed that it was gone. I'm a WWP, and this lady is from South Carolina. The meeting was off the chain, which is better than good. I went to places in the spirit that I had not been in years and new places. 2 weeks prior, I had gone to the doctor because my hair was falling out and I had bald spots and my scalp was on fire. The doctor said there was nothing medically going on in my body. I came to the meeting. The fire is gone. I have hair, and I received healing of my rotator. Hallelujah, I am healed. At the Wednesday night gathering, now that's the prayer meeting that before we officially started, I was sitting in the middle left row facing the stage. While we were praising God, a couple of times I saw a figure of someone in white walk up the steps to the piano. I was sitting on the end seat, so I leaned over to see who was walking up the steps, and no one was in the pulpit. It had to be an angel. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is from Jenny Matheson, Lakeland, Florida. She's writing about those third Sunday prayer meetings that we have that are healing, and we want to invite you to tune in to be at billybrim.org the third Sunday in November. Our next one is with David Horton. But one of my favorite webcasts lately was the October 16th Sunday Healing with Dr. Gary Wood. Now, we've archived that. These are in our third Sunday meetings, and he shared with us when he went to heaven, and then he ministered healing. We're going to talk more about that and what he ministered tomorrow. We want to tell you, too, that this is archived. Our Autumn Assembly of Prayer is archived. I believe it will be up. I'm not sure they have it up right now as I'm making this on November the 9th, but I believe by the time you hear this on the following Monday, they will have it archived, the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. This is Billy Brim at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. If you're anywhere near Botkins, Ohio on Wednesday night, I'll be there ministering. We are thanking you for tuning in and for being with us in every way you can, joining us united in God. Shalom.